Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
It occurred to me the other day as I was noticing certain events here in town, making me decide that I really don't want to be number one on my wife's radar, or number two on the Highway Patrol's radar, and finally, on Mr. Rob Barkley's radar. Having just celebrated our 48th wedding anniversary, I was very careful to mark that date on my calendar. And then there's the black and white nightmare of the CHP that would be something I don't really want to see out of my rearview mirror. Lastly, I would not like to see my name in lights on a marquee with my phone number asking people to call me, compliments of the owner. I said in a previous comment several weeks back that this was one battle I was going to stay out of. They call me stupid, but this one is a little exasperating on my brain. I just can't let go of some of the things, especially the things that I remember having served on the board of directors for the city of Eureka. They call it the city council, to be more specific. But the truth of the matter is that both titles function the same way. And for the most part, what's at issue currently is whether or not to build some monster-style, high-rise, low and affordable housing on the city-owned property, with a tad bit of mystery behind the parking situation. Just saying it scares the crud out of most people who live in one-story little homes or cute little Vickies. Am I a big fan of this concept of more housing for the more affordable income like that really has a bottom line to it? Well, not really. As one who gets an earful regardless of being on the city council, you know, it's very painful, but put my name on the marquee and I do lose a little sleep. Ask me if I've made the headlines before. Let me tell you something. Only your true friends come to your rescue and tell you it's going to be all right. A portion of the above-mentioned issue is our friends in Sacramento. Right now before the city council, they're vetting out the possibilities of using viable land with viable infrastructure to support this little island we call Eureka, which has been running out of space for quite some time. So, back to our friends in Sacramento, or as my favorite city manager used to refer, the head of the snake. Well, not exactly in that manner, but when it comes to knowing what's in Sacramento doesn't seem to understand, more people are leaving California than coming to it. I think it'd be more important to take a trip to Sacramento and do some mind-altering, mostly on the bureaucrats, and then take down a peg a few of the elected dudes and dudettes that rule the state. Final notation for my city manager mentor, we can't hold any staff member responsible for what the city council directs them to do. Put simply, the board, or the council, is the policymaker, and the staff carries out the wishes of the council. Rarely, if ever, did I see or hear a staff member tell me or my colleagues what to do. They explained the situation, put all the pieces together, and whatever direction we went in, they left the final decision to us. So if you really want to call someone regarding this life-changing structure for your city, call a city council person, all five of them, but let the staff do their job. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.